SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States and Iran say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The announcement came from both President Trump and Iran's foreign minister. Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is completely open in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon and that it would stay open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. The president said the strait is ready for business and full passage. However, he said the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports will remain in full force and effect until a peace agreement with Iran is finalized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A fragile calm settled over parts of Lebanon on Friday as a 10-day ceasefire brokered by the United States took hold between Israel and Hezbollah. Those displaced by the war trickled back home after the ceasefire was announced.
We are here in the village of Jibshit in southern Lebanon, several hours after a ceasefire between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah went into effect. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty about what this ceasefire will actually look like, and there's a lot of distrust about whether it can last. And as a result, we're only seeing a trickle of families start to return to the homes that they fled amid Israel's six-week bombardment and ground invasion of the country.
Correspondent Isabel DeBray reporting from Lebanon. Congress has approved a short-term renewal of a controversial surveillance program used by U.S. spy agencies just days before it was set to expire. A bill extending the program until April 30th cleared the Senate by voice vote Friday as Congress raced to send it to President Trump for his signature. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 868 points, the NASDAQ rose 365, the S&P advanced 84. This is SRN News. A journalist issues a warning.
Stephen Shaw is the man behind the documentary Birth Gap, and he says experts and world leaders are ignoring the plummeting birth rate in much of the world. In most of the richest nations on Earth, including the U.S., the birth rate is below replacement, meaning that women are not having enough children to replace the number of people who are dying. Shaw says societies have actively deprioritized parenthood with potentially grave consequences in the near future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from Human Rights Watch says Chinese authorities are increasing pressure on underground Catholic communities to join the state-controlled official church. The government is also tightening surveillance and travel restrictions on all of China's estimated 12 million Catholics. The report says the heightened pressure is part of a decade-old campaign to ensure that religious denominations and independent churches are loyal to the Communist Party. This is SRN News. The Iran war's global energy shock has convinced some Asian and African nations to look to nuclear power to meet their future energy needs.
Countries that already rely on nuclear power are considering boosting that reliance, while non-nuclear nations are taking another look at atomic energy. Nuclear is not a quick fix for the current energy crisis, but analysts say the decisions and investments being made now will certainly impact the future. Leaders across Asia and Africa have recently announced newfound nuclear ambitions and plans, a new notable momentum on both continents. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two male runners in South Africa who were discovered fraudulently competing on behalf of female colleagues in a top marathon have been disqualified. They could face two-year bans from the event, along with the two women who swapped their bibs with the two men. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.